You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a few minutes of examining what the Obama strategy is likely to be in tonight's third and final presidential debate between Senator Obama and Republican presidential nominee John McCain. With me now to help in that effort is Christina Bellantoni, national political reporter for The Washington Times. And Christina, it's always great to have you with us.
Hey, good afternoon.
Obviously, Barack Obama seems to have the edge in national polls, as well as at least a little bit to a substantive lead in the battleground state polls, depending upon which survey you look at. So him being the recognized front runner at this point, what does he need to do? What does he not need to do tonight?
Well, I think he needs to do what he's been doing, which is to be pretty cautious. He's laid out each question that he gets asked. He's laid out kind of his basic stump idea of what he wants to do. And he also now has got to be thinking about becoming president. If that's something that's going to happen, he needs to be careful on what he promises the American people, especially given the economic crisis. So I think he may even be criticized as a little too timid this evening. And I think with Senator McCain, he's probably going to come out on the attack. And Senator Obama has done a decent job of deflecting this. They pretty much know all the lines, you know, that are going to get used against him. Many of them were used against him with Hillary Clinton. So there's something I think that he's pretty prepared. And I doubt you'll see him go after McCain other than as a carbon copy of George Bush, which is also an old attack.
Do you get the sense, Christina, that he knows he's ahead and he just needs to not make mistakes? Or would that be the wrong move to make and that he needs to stay at least somewhat aggressive over the last 3 weeks?
No, I think that he will definitely try to not make mistakes. I don't think that you'll see him do much different. Even his events, you're seeing him do more rallies, fewer town halls, fewer interactions with reporters, because at this point, he just needs to ride a wave. It's less than 3 weeks. There are people that are already voting. He's up in basically every count right now. And even CNN just moved Virginia from toss-up to lean Obama. You know, if that's the case, he's president, and without winning Ohio, without winning Florida. So I think that that's, you know, he's going to overwhelmingly exercise caution for the next few weeks here.
Give us a little bit of a refresher's course. How did he respond to Hillary Clinton when names like Tony Rezko, Jeremiah Wright, and Bill Ayers came up a few months ago?
Calling them a distraction, which is one of the Obama's favorite talking points. The whole campaign uses that a lot. And he has the economy on his side. I mean, today you saw the Dow plunge 8%. And this is something that if John McCain brings this up, you're going to hear Barack Obama remind John McCain, I was 8 years old when Bill Ayers did his abominable acts, and this is not what the American people care about, given they're worried about their 401ks losing 8% today. You know, I think that, and that's an argument that's actually the polls bear that out. You know, Americans, even people, I read a fascinating blog post earlier today, people that don't like Obama or think that he might be a bad president have still said they're going to vote for him because they're just so fed up with Republicans and President Bush and want to try something different. And John McCain has not presented himself as something different.
There's one other potential connection that Obama may need to defend tonight, and that's his affiliation, at least in the 90s, with the group Acorn. And, of course, the reports have come out this week that the Obama campaign paid Acorn several hundred thousand dollars during the primary portion of the 2008 campaign season. With all these voter registration fraud investigations going on, what does Obama need to do on that front, if anything?
Yeah, this is an interesting question. We actually had a story about this on the front page of the Washington Times today, looking at the Obama ties to Acorn. And what he did is he paid about $830,000 for a voter canvas, which is where somebody is physically going door to door and saying, who do you support? And they're marking that down on a piece of paper so the campaign can identify who's their strong supporters or leaning supporters or people that are for their opponent. And that is not voter registration. However, that is what Acorn's in hot water for, and they've endorsed Senator Obama. They're a left-leaning organization, and the Republicans are loving this tie. And I imagine it's possible Senator McCain could bring this up, but the point Obama's been making, and it's accurate, is that voter registration fraud does not equal voter fraud. I mean, in most cases, these are people that were too lazy to get the needed amount of signatures to get their paycheck, so they made names up, or they got names out of the phone book, or they, you know, registered Mickey Mouse, or they registered somebody more than one time, and those things. There are enough voter protections at the polls that you can't show up as Mickey Mouse and vote. You know, you might be able to show up and vote if you've got the wrong address, which is a big problem. But it, more than likely, this is not going to lead to any kind of voter fraud. But, you know, Senator Obama's going to have to defend that, and it all comes back to, you know, Chicago politics, which John McCain likes to bring up a lot. So I think you'll probably hear some of that in the debate as well.
This debate is entirely about domestic issues, so I would imagine, just like the first two debates, the financial crisis will take up a good chunk of the first half hour, maybe even more than that. What other domestic issues does Obama need to be clear about tonight that maybe haven't gotten as much attention as the financial crisis or the situation in Iraq over the past year?
Well, there are a lot of things that voters have been saying they're frustrated the debates have missed, education policy being a big one. It's really easy to say No Child Left Behind is flawed. It's not easy to explain exactly how you're going to improve education. That's something people really care about. Healthcare is still a big issue, and they talked a little bit about that in the last debate. Then you've got, what about judges? And we were talking about this yesterday. You know, judges has really fallen off the rights agenda when it comes to social issues. I think that they should probably discuss what kind of Supreme Court justice that they'd like to see, or other types of government reform. Ethics, I think, could be a big issue. You know, how do you reform Washington? Even things like some social issues. I mean, abortion has also pretty much fallen off the radar, so I think you may hear a little bit about that. Or immigration, a huge issue. Everybody thought would define this race because they were both on the same side of the immigration bill, and they both pointed fingers at each other for the collapse of the immigration bill. So how would the next president deal with that? This is something that's still a top concern to voters.
And before we let you go, Christina, in terms of the Obama campaign's thinking, do they believe that if he emerges as the apparent winner or even breaks even tonight, that he's likely to go all the way to the finish line?
Well, I think they're also saying, you know, they're cautious as well, looking at the polls, saying polls have been wrong before, and they really want to make sure people turn up. Because if everybody thinks Obama's going to win a landslide and then their voters don't show up, they lose. So I think that you're going to hear them say, this is close, this is razor thin, we need your help, we don't take anything for granted. I think you're going to hear that whether he wins or not tonight.
And so we'll have plenty to talk about in the days ahead as we get set for Election Day, but plenty of important questions hopefully to be asked tonight. Christina, thanks so much for being with us.
Have a great night. Thanks.
Christina Bellantoni is a national political reporter for The Washington Times. She's been covering the Democratic side of this year's presidential campaign from the get-go and is traveling with the Obama team all the way through Election Day. But up next on Dateline Washington, the next step in our examination of the other compelling races around the country this year. We began our look on Tuesday at the Oregon Senate race. But up next, we'll talk with Kevin Dukeshire of the Minneapolis Star Tribune about the very tight U.S. Senate race in Minnesota. That features incumbent Republican Norm Coleman against comedian-turned-Democratic challenger Al Franken. There's also an important third-party presence in that campaign. We'll talk about it all right after the break. This is Dateline Washington.